啊，非常感谢主，经过了9年，再一次来到加州。
And thank God, after 9 years, I once again came to California.
看到一些熟悉的脸孔。
And I saw some familiar faces.
那当然也有一些不太熟悉的脸孔。
And also some unfamiliar faces.
可能上一次见到你们的时候，你们还是小朋友。
Maybe last time I saw you, you were just little kids.
主耶稣美好的安排哈，让我们能够再次的见面。
Thank to God, wonderful arrangement that we can once again meet together.
今天早上要与大家共勉的，就是诗篇114篇。
And today, this morning, I would like to share with you Psalm 114.
诗篇一百一十四篇是出埃及的诗歌。
Psalm 114 is the Psalm of the Exodus.
我们的圣经的小字哈，也会为我们介绍说这一篇呢是出埃及的诗篇。
And Psalm 114 in our Bible, you see a little note that this is the deliverance of Israel.
那以色列出埃及啊，在历史上是一件大事。
And the exodus of the Israelites in history is a great moment.
不仅是对他们以色列人来说。
Not only to the Israelites themselves.
对他们来说呢，他们从埃及被揪出来，他们是成为神的国度，神的百姓。
And for the Israelites, they were delivered from the hands of the Egyptian, and that makes them the people of God.
他们能够与神建立一种永远的关系。
And they have this everlasting bond with God.
他们在何烈山那里，或者西乃山那里。与神立约，
And in Mount Sinai, they established covenant with God.
就正式成为神的子民。
And they officially became the people of God.
所以对他们来讲是一件大事。
And to them, this is a great thing.
所以神呢，要他们从他们出埃及的那个月份，成为他们一年之首。
And so from the month from their out of Egypt, God wants them to remember that for the whole year.
不是，就是那个月份哈，本来是第七
Oh, okay.
月，神要他们把它改成第一月，就是一年之首。
So the month they were out of Egypt were in the seventh month, but God wanted them to make that the first month.
就逾越节对你们来讲哈，就是一年之首，就是一月。
And so that is the first month of the year.
所以对他们来讲是一件大事。
And for them, that incident was indeed a great moment.
不单对他们来说是一件大事。
And this is not only a great moment for them.
对埃及人来讲更是如此。
And it is also for Egypt.
可是对他们来讲是负面的。
But for them, it was negative.
因为埃及的长子，不管是人或者牲畜，都被击杀了。
Because for the Egyptian, the firstborn, whether it's human being or livestock, they were all killed.
而且，远远在迦南地的那些百姓
，and the people that were far away in Canaan，
他们有听闻说啊，神呐、啊，哦，天上的神把他的子民从埃及救出来了。
And they also heard that God had delivered His people from Egypt.
十灾他们都有听说过了。
And they were also heard of the ten plague.
然后呢，更靠近他们迦南的时候啊，神呢也为他们打胜仗，也杀了亚摩利两个王。
And when they were closer to Canaan, God also led the Israelites to claim victories in battles and killed the Amorite king.
然后呢，神也使约旦河分开。
And God also separated the River Jordan.
他们再一次啊，走干地啊。第一次呢是过红海，第二次是过约旦河。
So once again, they could walk on the dry land. The first time was when God parted the Red Sea.
所以迦南的居民一听见了，他们都非常的恐慌。
So the inhabitants of Canaan, when they heard that, they were very anxious.
他们第一座城要攻打的就是耶利哥城。
The first city for the Israel to conquer is the city of Jericho.
他们之所以会胜利呢，有一个原因啊，就是拉合。
And one key point for the Israelite to claim victory is Rahab.
因为拉合他见证，金口见证。
Because Rahab had witnessed herself.
他亲口见证，就是他对那两个探子说。
And she witnessed to the he she spoke herself to the two spies.
我们早就听说了，四十年前在埃及发生什么事情啊？
And we have heard before what happened in Egypt 40 years ago.
你们过红海的事情我们都听说了。
We've heard all your stories about how you crossed the Red Sea.
其实啊，以色列人啊，他们自己没有把它放在心上啊。
But the Israelites themselves did not even put that to heart.
常常忘记神的大能，神的恩典。
They often forgot about God's grace and God's great.
反倒是不认识神的迦南人。
But rather the Canaanite who did not know God.
四十年前所发生的事情，他们还记得。
They remember what happened 40 years ago.
而且一直在追踪他们的消息。
And they keep on keep themselves posted and updated.
所以呢，亚摩利两个王被神呢击杀，他们也知道。
And so they know that there are two foreign kings that were killed by that was killed by God, and they also know.
所以我们的神是应该被称颂的。
So, we must praise our God.
而且出埃及对他们来讲是一件大事。
And getting out of Egypt is a great moment.
对任何民族来讲都是一件大事。
And to any other people, this is also a great thing.
因为出埃及显明神要拯救世界。
Because Exodus from Egypt represents how God will save the world.
在属灵的层面来看
，in from spiritual perspective，
我们每一位受洗归入基督的人
，every one of us who were baptized and belong to Christ，
也是从属灵的埃及被救出来。
We were also delivered from these spiritual.
所以这篇出埃及的诗篇
，so this Psalm of Exodus，
应该是。能够让我们从中得到很大的力量 很大的盼望
and it will give us great power, strength, and hope.
而且让我们能够从心中来感谢来称颂伟大的真神
and so that we can thank and praise our Heavenly Father in heaven from the bottom of our heart.
我们来看诗篇114篇
Let us turn to Psalm 114
第一、第二节，以色列出了埃及，雅各家离开，说异言之民。那时，犹大为主的圣所，以色列为他所治理的国度。这里哈、就是大启示的宣布 ，marvel，a marvel proclaimed。
And this is a marvel proclaimed。
因为以色列出了埃及的时候是一个惊天动地的事情。
Because Israelite coming out of Egypt is an earth-shattering moment.
我们想想看
If we think about it,
200万的奴隶
and 2 million slaves
在异乡啊，那里400多年后
and after 40 years of wandering,
竟然能够走向自由啊
they walk into freedom.
不是因为他们的使他们为奴的那个王释放了他们。
It's not because the king who enslaved them set them free.
是他们的神。
It was their God.
我们在读这段历史的时候
When we read this piece of history,
不能不想象他们那个时候的那种景观。
We could not help but imagine what they went through.
我们比较靠近我们的历史
and it is closer to our own history
在1948年的时候以色列能够成为大国这也是一件大事
1948 Israel became a nation this is also a great thing
可是他们出埃及这件事情
but them being delivered from Egypt
比1948年对我们来说更重要
is more important than what happened in 1948
那这里在这里说他们是离开说异言之民。
It says here that they leave the land of the people of strange language.
那圣经至少用这个词用的四次。
And,
就是异讲异言之民。
And a land of with strange language, the Bible mentioned this about four times.
他所指的就是野蛮人啊，化外人。
What they, what it represents are the barbarians or the Gentiles.
那个在以赛亚书三十三章那里，同一个次出现，中文圣经把它翻为强暴的人呢。
In Isaiah 33, the same word actually appeared, but the Bible was translated into a different word.
A fierce tribe of people. What a violent people.
Or violent people.
Yeah. 所以这里只是说说话跟我们不同，可是它的意思就是一群化外人、强暴的人、野蛮的人。
And so here it only says people of strange language, but it refers to the same type of people.
那在新约圣经，保罗在写信给哥林多的信徒的时候
，In the New Testament, when Paul wrote to the Corinthians,
他说讲那些听不懂那些我们所听不懂他们的言语的人哈，是 barbarian 那个原文是 barbaros， 就是野蛮人啊，就是没有文化的人啊。
And Paul mentioned these people who speak foreign language, which are he refers to as barbarians.
那所以神把以色列从埃及人，就是对他们来讲是化外人的当中救出来。
And so therefore God had delivered them for the hands of these people who are not who are outsiders.
那这里说犹大成为圣所。
It says also here Judah became his sanctuary.
那以色列成为神的国度。
And Israel his dominion.
因为他们脱离法老的统治。
Because they were let out of the dominion of Pharaoh.
也脱离了他们的偶像。
And also out of the control of their idols.
其实神降十灾啊，是直接的对付他们所拜的假神。
And the ten plagues that God God gave them is to fight against their idols.
那这里说他们成为神的圣所。
Here it says they become his sanctuary.
所以呢，犹大就是他们的就是神的民族哈，他被救出来的时候啊，是要来崇拜神的。
So Judah, God's people, after they've been delivered, they are to worship God.
那以色列人成为他治理的国度。
And the Israelite, his dominion.
就是说被拯救的人不但要敬拜神，更要归顺神。
And not only that the people who he delivered have to worship him, but they also belong to him.
成为神的圣所。
They become his sanctuary.
就是崇拜的意思。
That is worship.
可是耶利米先知说。
But Jeremiah said.
耶利米先知书的第十七章的第十二节说。
Jeremiah chapter
十七章。
Jeremiah 17.
第十二节
Verse 12,
那里告诉我们
that tell us,
说我们的圣所是崇高的宝座，是在天上的宝座。
It says that a glorious high throne from the beginning is the place of our sanctuary.
所以成为神的圣所，也是神成为神的子民。
And so becoming God's sanctuary is also becoming God's people.
我们崇拜他。
We worship him.
我们也要归顺他。
We must belong to him.
以他为我们的王。
And we must make him our king.
因为圣所就是太初啊，安置在高处的宝座。
Because the place of sanctuary is a glorious high throne from the very beginning.
第二节呢，就是在宣布这个大启示。
And so, first one and two is the glorious marvel.
不用刀枪就能够得到自由。
They do not need to fight with weapons. They now gain freedom.
就是说不用革命啊。
They do not need to throw a revolution.
是天上的神直接把他们救出来。
God in heaven rescued them himself.
第三、第四节呢
？Verse three and four.
我们来看第三、第四节。
Listen to Psalm 114, verses 3 and 4.
彩海看见就奔逃，约旦河已倒流，大山踊跃如公羊，小山跳舞如羊羔。啊，这里是大自然哈、哦，啊，大自然啊，就是自然界了、啊，被泥人化。
And so here, describe how the
nature is personified.
How nature is personified.
啊，你看啊，那个海啊，哦，有很生动的描述，海好像有眼睛，有耳朵。
And the sea here seems like it has eyes and ears.
他看见了。
It saw.
啊，他就奔逃了。
And fled.
那那个河也一样啊。
Same with River Jordan.
啊，河呢就倒流了。
Jordan turned back.
好像他自己有自己的动力啊，会跑掉啊，啊，让水会跑掉。
It seems like it has its own will and it can turn back.
啊，那这也是一个全面性的叙述。这就是出埃及哈，对出埃及这个故事。全面性的一种的叙述。
And so this is also describing how they are getting out of Egypt.
Yeah, 很全面性的 a complete narration, a complete description of how they got out of Egypt. 因为它是从红海到约旦。
Because it mentioned the Red Sea and Jordan.
从红海到约旦是40年。
From the Red Sea to River Jordan, it took them 40 years.
啊，所以这篇诗呢，用拟人化的手法来全面性的来叙述他们从红海到约旦。
And so this psalm is using personification of nature to describe the complete narration of how they get out of Egypt.
然后呢，在中间呢，在何烈山或者说西乃山，所发生的事情也记载在里面。
And they also recorded the incidents in Mount Hor as well as Mount Sinai.
他说大山他说大山踊跃如公羊，小山跳舞如羊羔。
Says the mountains skip like rams, the little hills like lambs.
因为在出埃及记的第19:18那里说。
In Exodus 19, verse 18 said,
西乃山或何烈山啊，大大的震动。
And the Mount Herod or Mount
Sinai.
Mount Sinai, they both shaking greatly.
大大的震动，这里说好像踊跃啊，好如公羊啊，跳舞如羊羔。
It's just like the mountains skip like rams and little lambs.
这是用艺术性的来呈现一种的写真哈，picture。
So this is a very picturesque event.
就是说他们完全出了埃及了。
And so they are completely getting out of Egypt.
因为他们过了约旦河就进入到迦南地啊。
Because after they cross Jordan, they enter into the land of Canaan.
表示神要他们完完全全的脱离埃及，跟埃及分开。
That means that God really wanted them to be separated entirely from Egypt.
那第五节到第六节。
Verses 5 and 6.
沧海啊，你为何奔逃？约旦啊，你为何倒流？大山啊，你为何踊跃如公羊？小山啊，你为何跳舞如羊羔？啊，这个大自然啊，自然界啊，被询问啊 ，interrogated.
And so the nature were being interrogated.
他说：“为何你有如此的表现
？”Why did you do that？
为什么违背常态
？Why did you go against nature？
当然是违背常态。那个红海怎么会分开？约旦河怎么会干掉呢
？Because it goes against nature how the Red Sea was parted and Jordan dried up。
那诗篇的作者他不等他这个山啊来回答。
And so the author of this psalm did not wait for the mountain to
不等山河来回答
to and the sea to answer.
其实他们也不能回答
because they do not know how to answer.
答不出来啊
they don't know the answer.
因为是超自然
because this is beyond nature.
不能自主的，不能自主 they can't control themselves.
They can't control it.
因为是天上的神要他们这么做的。
Because the God in heaven wanted them to do all this.
要把他自己的百姓救出来。
He wanted to save his people.
我们来看第七、第八节。
Let's turn to verses 7 and 8.
大地啊， 因见主的面，就是雅各神的面，就要震动。他叫磐石变为水池，叫坚石变为泉源。You like to read?
Verse 7, tremble, O earth, at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the God of Jacob. Verse 8, who turned the rock into a pool of water, the flint into a fountain of waters.
因为自然界被命令，被嘱咐要这么做。
And the nature was commanded to do this.
是不得已的。
So they couldn't help it.
是超自然的。
It's beyond their nature.
那这里所说的震动。
And the tremble mentioned here.
这个用词非常有趣。
It's very interesting.
它是在表达一种很到极点的疼痛。
It's actually describing a very high level of pain.
就是痛到发抖，在地上打滚的那种的痛。
Is the pain to the point where you would roll on the floor?
有如难产，生产的时候你遇到难产的时候。
Just like when you're a woman going into labor difficulty in labor.
以赛亚书用这个词来描述生产之痛。
And Isaiah, in the book of Isaiah, he uses this word to describe how difficulty in labor.
我们来看撒母耳记上。
Let's turn to First Samuel.
撒母耳记上第三十一章的第三节。
First Samuel 31 verses 3.
撒母耳记上三十一章的第三节。
First Samuel 31 verse 3。
等一下哈。这里所说的是扫罗王他被箭射伤的时候。
Here describe how King Saul was shot by an arrow.
他受重伤这个受重伤就是同样的字。
And it says here that he was severely wounded. The severely wounded is the same.
所以就是这种的疼痛。
Is that kind of pain?
我们中文有一句话说伤痛伤痛，所以这个不只是痛，而是伤。
And so it's not only that you're in pain, but you're severely wounded kind of pain.
为什么说大自然会有这种的痛
？So why would nature have this kind of pain?
痛到在那边震动。
That it pain to the point that it's trembling.
因为对神而言。
Because to God.
以色列百姓对他来讲是非常重要的。
The people of Israel is very important to him.
因为他要让他们成为他正式的百姓。
Because he want them to become his people.
要成为他的国度。
Become his nation.
这个在救恩历史上是一个非常重要的里程碑。
And this is a very important milestone in the God's plan of salvation.
也是代表神要如何拯救他属灵的百姓。
This also represents how God is determined to save his people.
就对我们而言我们就是属灵的以色列人。
And to us, we are the spiritual Israelites.
所以这里呢刚才我们所念的就是国度还有圣所嘛。
And so we have read before about his sanctuary and his dominion.
那在这里呢称我们的神为主为神。
Here it says that we need to address our God as the Lord in God.
这里说见主的面。
It says that the presence of the Lord.
第七节说，因为大地见主的面。
It says verse 7, tremble, O earth, at the presence of the Lord.
还有说雅各的神。
And also God of Jacob.
主呢就是指国度。
Lord, referring to dominion.
因为主就是主仆的关系，就是王还有臣仆的关系。
Because our relationship with God is just like the Lord and his subjects.
那神呢就是对应刚才所说的圣所。
And so God is what referring to his sanctuary.
那在这里所说的神是雅各的神
And so here mentioned God of Jacob.
它的含义相当的深。
It has very deep meaning.
因为这里的主是国度，是集体的，是全民的。
And so the Lord here is his means that he is the Lord of the his dominion.
所以是全民，就是不是我们 个人与他的关系，是整个民族跟他的关系，因为。国嘛，国没有，不只是一人嘛，一人不成国啊。
So it's not referring only to our own personal relationship with God, but the entire people relationship with God.
可是当
there's no people, then there's no dominion.
可是当他说雅各的神的时候
，But when he mentions God of Jacob,
他带有个人的层面。
So these represents an individual level.
当然，雅各呢是可以代表以色列国。
Of course, Jacob can also represent the entire Israelite.
可是，如果我们如果知道雅各他个人的信仰的过程的时候
，But if we know the whole experience of Jacob's faith,
我们也从他的经验知道说我们要跟神建立个人的关系。
We know from his experience that we need to build this personal relationship with God.
神在伯特利那里在梦中显现。
God appeared to him in battle.
他说我是亚伯拉罕、雅各的神。
I am the God of Abraham and the God of Isaac.
那雅各呢如何回应他呢
？How did Jacob answer him?
雅各说：“如果你可以让我平平安安地回到我的父家
，Jacob said, if you can let me safely return to my father's house,
让我能够有能够供应我生活的所需要的
，and if you can provide me what I need in my life,
那你就是我的神
，then you are my God。
神自我介绍说我是。”亚伯兰的神，以撒的神。
And God introduced himself as the God of Abraham and God of Isaac.
就是你阿公的神，还有你爸爸的神。
That is the God of your father and your grandfather.
那聪明的雅各，他也知道说，那我应该怎么对待你呢？你到底是不是我的神啊？
And so Jacob was smart. So how should I treat God? Are you my God?
既然神说是你阿公的神啊，你爸爸的神啊。那我就对神说你如果祝福我保护我那你也是雅各的神哦。
And so since you are God of my grandfather and my father, if you bless me and give me grace, then you are all, will also be my God.
到最后
At the end,
雅各自己承认
And Jacob admitted himself.
他爷爷的神他爸爸的神也是他的神。
That the God of his father and his grandfather is also the God, his God.
因为他说神是一生牧养他的神。
Because he said that God is the God who pastored him.
一生 ，the whole life,
the whole life for his whole life.
最后呢，他是靠在他的那个拐杖来敬拜神。
And he at the later end of his life, he by when he was at have to hold on to his staff, he still worship God.
所以我们以我们个人来说
，So to us personally,
这是相当重要的。
This is very important.
主耶稣是教会的头，是教会的救主。
The Lord Jesus is the head of the church, the savior of the church.
我们的神是万灵之父。
And our God is the
Father of spirits,
Father of creatures,
of spirits.
Of spheres.
这是集体而言的
this is,
整体来说的
this is
at a corporate level it's at a corporate level
at a corporate level
可是个人他是不是我们个人的神啊这是不是我们个人的救主
but personally speaking is he our God is he our savior
所以呢神是主神是雅各的神
So therefore, God is the Lord. He is the God of Jacob.
那雅各的神啊，另外一个含义就是这样子。
And there is another meaning to this God of Jacob.
亚伯拉罕的神。
This is the God of Abraham.
是代表一种的开始。
It represents a beginning.
因为他不是亚伯兰祖宗的神。
Because he is not the God of Abraham's ancestors.
第一个所谈的就是亚伯拉罕。
The first one that was mentioned was Abraham.
因为他的爸爸啊，还有他的祖父这些啊，就是在乌尔那里哈、哦，拜其他的神。
Because Terah, Abraham's father, as well as his ancestors, they worship another god in Ur.
这是耶稣亚所说的。
This is mentioned in Joshua.
耶稣亚说，你如果不要拜、啊、天上的真神，你可以选择要不要要不嘛，你就拜河的那一边的神，就是他啦，亚伯拉罕的爸爸、啊、以上他们所拜的那一些神。
And Joshua mentioned that you have a choice. You either worship God or you worship、all the gods or the idols that Terah, Abraham's father, worship at the other side of the river.
Yeah. 或者你要、敬拜亚摩利人的神，迦南神。
Or you want to worship the God of the Amorites and the Canaanites.
那至于我还有全家，我就要侍奉耶和华的。
As for me and my household, we will worship the Lord.
因为神拣选亚伯拉罕。
Because God chose Abraham.
开始了选民的历史。
And it was the beginning of chosen people.
选民呀，神拣选的民族啊。
Chosen people are the people that God selected.
这个身份何等的宝贵。
How precious is this identity?
所以神是亚伯拉罕的神。
So God is the God of Abraham.
啊，这是开始。
That is the beginning.
还有以撒的神。
And he's also God of Isaac.
以撒不单只拣选，不单只拣选。
And so, with Isaac, it's not only being chosen.
他也带着应许。
It also encompasses promises.
因为神不是他兄弟以斯玛利的神。
Because God is not the God of his brother Ishmael.
对亚伯来讲，神不是他祖宗的神；对以撒来讲，神不是以斯玛利的神。
To Abraham, God is not the God of his ancestors. To
那雅各的
Isaac, God is not the God of his brother.
那雅各的神呢？
What about the God of Jacob?
就是代表神是全十二支派的神。
It represents that God is the God who chose the 12 tribes.
所以神自我介绍，他就用这三代的人物。
And so when God introduced himself, he would use these three generations.
亚伯拉罕的神。
God of Abraham.
不是他祖宗的神。
Not God of his ancestors.
以撒的神。
God of Isaac.
不是他兄弟以斯玛利的神。
Not God of his brother Ishmael.
雅各的神。
God of Jacob.
那不用再区分了，因为他十二支派都是属于神的。
And you do not need to fight because all 12 tribes belong to God.
所以就不用再往下、啊、推了。
And so we do not go to need to go down even further.
啊，以色列就是雅各的另外一个名字。
And Israel is another name for Jacob.
所以神是雅各的神。
So God is the God of Jacob.
是以色列百姓的神。
Is the God of Israelites.
那这里呢？说神呢，他叫磐石变为水池，叫坚石变为泉源。
And verse 8 said, God turned the rock into a pool of water, flint into a fountain of waters.
啊，保罗告诉哥林多的信徒。
Paul told the Corinthians.
说他们出埃及啊，他们有水从磐石流出来。
That when the Israelites was delivered from Egypt, they saw how water gushed out from a rock.
啊，这个磐石呢是预表基督。
This rock represents the Lord Jesus.
那这个磐石出水的事件呢，在圣经记载有两次。
And the Bible recorded two incidents where the water would come up of a rock.
第一呢，就是他们出埃及的第一年。
First is happened in the first year when they were out of Egypt.
口渴没水喝。
They were thirsty. They have no water to drink.
神就用磐石来供应他们水。
And God provided them water through the rock.
那第二次呢？
How about the second time?
第四十年的时候。
It's on the 14 years.
同样的，他们在那里说啊，没水啊，在那边埋怨。
Same thing. Israel were complaining. They have no water to drink.
同样的。神呢就叫磐石出水给他们喝了。
In the same way, In the same way, God made water gush out from the rock for them to drink.
意思是什么？
What was the meaning?
随时供应啊。
God always provide.
随时 anytime.
Anytime.
那这就代表说神一直都与他们同在啊。
It means that God is always by their side.
第一次他们没水喝的时候。
The first time when they were out of water.
啊，就是第一年出埃及的时候。
The first year they were out of Egypt.
他们怎么说啊？
What did they say?
神到底有没有跟我们同在？
Is God with us?
这个是很莫名其妙的一个问答，一个提问。
It's an unreasonable question.
因为如果我在那里，我会问你早餐吃什么。
Because if I ask you, what did you have for breakfast?
No, if I were there, 如果我在那里。
If I were there,
我会问他们啊。
I would ask them.
你问说神有没有跟我们同在？
You ask whether God is with you.
那我问你啊，我请问你早餐吃什么？
Then I ask you, what did you have for breakfast today?
玛哪从哪里来啊？神没有跟我们同在，怎么会有玛哪？
Where did manna come from? If God is not with us, how could you get manna?
可问他们却问神有没有跟我们同在？到底他有没有跟我们同在啊？没水喝啊。
But yet they ask where the God is with them because they have no water to drink.
我想保罗读到这一段的时候，他也是。觉得他们很莫名其妙。
And I believe when Paul read up to this point, he would also think the Israelites were unreasonable.
所以当他写信给哥林多教会的时候，他就很刻意的这么说。
And so when he wrote to the Corinthians, he purposely mentioned this.
他说基督是什么？
He said, "What is Christ?"
就是那个磐石。
He is that rock.
什么磐石？
What kind of rock?
就是跟随他们的磐石啊。
The rock that is go with them.
40年磐石是跟着他们走的啊。
This rock has been with them for 40 years.
我们知道实际历史不是这样子哈。
And so we know this is what happened.
No, 实际历史不是这样子。It's not a historical fact.
We know that it is a historical fact.
It isn't.
It isn't.
因为他们走旷野路的时候，没有一个大石头在后面滚着来啊，没有啊。
Because when they were in the wandering in the wilderness, there is no
rolling stone,
rolling stone or big rock falling them.
那他们也没有扛着那个大石头。哦，这个石头很特别啊，可以供应我们水啊，我们不怕没水喝啊，把它牵啊，就是把它带走。
And so they did not say, "Well, this rock is full of wonder, so let's bring it with us."
可是当他们口渴没水喝的时候，随时就有水啊。
And so when they were thirsty, there were water to drink.
因为神随时供应。
Because God provided at all times.
所以保罗就说，基督这个磐石是一直伴随着他们，四十年伴随着他们的。
So that is why Paul mentioned that this rock has always been with them for 40 years.
我们的神救了我们，不是把我们抛在那里。不照管我们的神。
So after God saved us, He did not just leave us alone there.
他也不像一些动物生了那些他们的孩子就不管了。
And He's not like certain animals who would give birth to the offspring and leave them alone.
他也不是我们中文的三字经里面所讲的哈，养不教啊，他不是那一种。养不教。就是说那个 you don't teach your children the parents don't teach their children.
He's not a parent who leave their children alone and not teach them.
Yeah, 神是养育我们又教导我们的神。
God is the God who would take care of us and provide for us.
那这里说哈，石头变为水池啦。
It says that rock turned into a pool of water.
你看我们的神啊，是控制大自然的神。
And you see, our God can control nature.
他能够使液体啊，就是水啊，变干地。
And He can make a pool of water into dry land.
就是过红海的时候啊，过约旦的时候啊，就是过红海过约旦河的时候。
And just like when the Israelites crosses the Red Sea and River Jordan.
那他也那个时候啊，他也把那个 液体变回固体啊，因为那个海水好像城墙一样啊，站立起来好像固体一样啊。
And at the time, he also turned the seawater into a firm object, like a wall.
Solid, like a solid state. Solid. Yeah. 那这里呢？说他把石头呢变成液体啊。
Here it says he turned the rock into a water, into a pool of water.
我们来做结论。
So let's make a conclusion.
我们来读两节圣经。
Let's read a few verses.
第一，我们来。来看哥林多后书第一章的第十节。
First Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10.
哥林多前书第一章的第十节。
First Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10.
弟兄啊，我借主耶稣基督的名劝你们，都要说一样的话。你们忠信，是的，一章十节，前书讲。你们中间也不可分党，只是要一心一意彼此相合。好像是错的，后书了，对不起，哥林多后书啊，哥林多后书。
Sorry, Second Corinthians chapter one, verse ten.
哥林多后书第一章的第十节。
Second Corinthians chapter one, verse.
他曾救我们脱离那极大的死亡，现在仍要。救我们，并且我们指望他将来还要救我们。好，我们神啊，是随时随地拯救我们的神。
Here it says that God will deliver us anytime.
我们最后来看提摩太后书。
Let's turn to also Second Timothy.
第四章。
Chapter four.
第十八节。
Verse 18.
提摩太后书第四章的第十八节。
Second Timothy chapter four, verse 18.
十八节，主必救我脱离诸般的凶恶，也要救我进他的天国。主必救我们脱离诸般的凶恶。
Verse 18, and the Lord will deliver me from every evil work and preserve me for His heavenly kingdom.
说愿荣耀归于他，直到永远。
To him be glory forever and ever.
Amen. 我们现在来唱最后一首诗。
So let's sing him.
四十九节，是第九四十九首。
Hymn number 49.
耶和等有安，我心何时忘？我王平安别我曾见光，当见荣耀光辉照入我心内，黑暗幽谷烦闷都消亡。主的恩典包围拯救我，为拯救。现在要做结束的祷告。
gonna kneel down and pray together in conclusion.
在真耶稣教会里面的祷告。
And our prayer in True Jesus Church.
我们是跪下来，然后把手合起来。
We'll kneel down and put our hands together.
那为了专心，我们也闭上眼睛。
And to concentrate, we will close our eyes.
那我们祷告的方式。
That is the way we pray.
我们第一句呢就念奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
And then we will say, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
因为主耶稣是我们的中保，就是要我们跟天上的神连接起来的中保。
Because Jesus Christ is the mediator between us and God.
所以我们要奉靠他的名来祷告。
So we must pray through his name.
那接下来我们就念哈利路亚赞美主，或者赞美主耶稣。
Next, we will say Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah 是希伯来文，就是赞美的意思，赞美神的意思。
Hallelujah is Hebrew, it means praise the Lord.
那我们也可以诚心的重复的念。
And we can repeatedly say Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
然后如果我们心里有什么话
，And if we have something we want to say to God in our heart，
什么的祈求，我们也可以说出来。
Or if we have needs that we need to ask God，
我们不说，神也知道。
Even though we didn't say it, God will know.
可是说出来是一种的信心的表现，一种的信靠。
But if we say it, that is a show of our faith.
愿主垂听我们众人的祷告。
May God listen to our prayers.
好，我们一起跪下祷告。
Let's kneel down and pray together.
奉主耶稣圣名祷告。